people who keep company with God. In the New Testament, there are two words for time. One is chronos. Our watches and calendars record chronos time. The other is kairos. It means the appointed time in the purpose of God, the time when God acts. Mark 1, verse 15 is an example of this. The time, kairos, is fulfilled. All of us have experienced a kairos moment at some moment in our life. The best way I can describe it as those times that mark our lives, something changes and life is looked and thought about differently from that point on. One significant kairos moment I had was years ago during our Sunday morning church service. I was looking around the room during the worship and the Holy Spirit asked me a simple question. Is this what is in your heart? I replied, not really, Lord. He responded with another question. Why don't you find out what is in your heart and do that? I responded back to the Lord something really lame. I said, Lord, I have gotten so far from my heart, I have no clue what's in there. Why don't you put something in there and I will just do that? Can we act like I found it? Of course, the Lord did not even respond to that self-pitying grovel. From that moment, everything began to shift. First, I set my mind toward finding out what was going on in my heart. But more importantly, the Lord began to do something. He began to answer David's prayer in Psalm 139, 23, and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Over the months ahead, the Holy Spirit began to do surgery in my soul. There were plenty grievous ways in me. Wounds, unresolved issues, disappointment, and on, and some going back to my early childhood. He began to address them one by one. I had some amazing encounters with the Lord, my healer and liberator, during those days. He was doing sozo on me before I knew there was even such a ministry called sozo. Looking back, it was a very precious and changing time in my life. I didn't connect what was happening with me to the conversation I had with the Holy Spirit during worship that day. I was being healed and set free so I could live from my heart in a healthy and wholesome way. Living from the heart has been my aim since those days. I look back at some of the experiences we have enjoyed with the Holy Spirit River, the Father's love, the revelation of grace, dreams, visions, and revelations in the spiritual realm, and I realize the kairos moment I experienced that day during worship was a linchpin that freed me to explore the wide open spaces of God's grace-filled kingdom. Since those days, I have met a lot of people who say they want to live from the heart, but they find it to be messy at times and just give up. Never give up living from the heart. Yes, it is messy and at times downright discouraging. Sometimes it's just easier to walk away and live behind our walls with our mask on and aloof from others. But that goes against everything Jesus Christ taught and did himself. He was the ultimate heart guy. Living from his heart is his way. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.